All right, ladies and gentlemen, moving on to our next talk, we're going to be looking at negotiating lease termination claims in active, or navigating lease termination claims in active development plays. Our presenter will be J. Derek Price from McGinnis Lockridge. Mr. Price handles a wide variety of civil matters in the oil and gas industry, representing both oil and gas operators and landowners. His litigation experience includes disputes over surface use, joint operating agreements, royalty underpayment, gas measurement, and the list goes on. He has significant litigation and negotiation experience across South Texas, so he specializes in the Eagle Ford Shale area, Eagle Ford, I'm from New York. And education, as I like to look at, University of Houston Law Center, it's JD, and the University of Texas at Austin for his BA. So please welcome J. Derek Rice.
As Professor Kulander said, my name is Derek Price. I'm a partner at McGinnis Lockridge in Austin. I live in Austin. He read the part of my bio that says I've done a lot of work in South Texas, and I have, but I've also done a lot of work in West Texas as well, and even had some cases in East Texas recently, so I've kind of been all over. I think for the last 20 years of my practice, I can't really remember a time that I didn't have at least one active case on my docket that involved lease termination claims. And I have represented operators in defending lease termination claims against lessors, and more often than not, against competing operators who had a top lease or a competing lease. And I've also been on the other side representing those lessors or top lessees. So I've kind of seen both sides of most of the issues that we're going to talk about today. The title of this topic is Navigating Lease Termination Claims in Active Development Plays. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about any particular type of claim, but rather I'm going to talk to you about how this lease termination issue and the approach has changed over the years, particularly in the last 4 or 5 years as I've seen it. When I first started, typically if there's a lease termination claim that was being asserted, that meant that there wasn't going to be any development on that property until that title dispute got resolved. Makes sense. Nobody wants to make an investment if you don't know exactly what you're going to get on the backside. But things have changed, and I think a big part of the reason that things have changed is the way we develop now, horizontal development, and the level of just sort of forethought and planning that is put in. It really makes these operators have to really think long and hard. Let me give you an example. So typically, when I get a lease termination claim from a client who wants to drill a well, this is what their plan is. They are planning to drill a well that's going to traverse multiple tracks. It's always lease B that the lease termination claim is on. It's always right in the middle. I mean, there is a few where it's, you know, at the end or at the surface location, but it's always somewhere in the middle. So why would they want to go ahead and drill that well now? Well, they may have critical lease deadlines on the leases in lease A and lease C. They may have drilling commitments under a term assignment of leases from other operators on the property in lease A and lease C. So now, if they put a halt on everything, they can't depend on repudiation to save those leases and those other tracks, right? And now they're faced with maybe we lose more than if we just go ahead and drill the well. So when I get a lease termination claim now, not only am I having to analyze the potential lease termination claim and try to advise my clients on whether they have the bigger end or the shorter end of the stick, but they're also going to ask me, well, can we drill this well? And yes, you can drill it. Better question is, should we? And what that really involves is a bit of risk assessment.